Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I hope and pray that this may be helpful to you. I pray for that all the time, because it seems to me that so many, many Catholics, they say they know the Scripture, but if you really know the Scripture, you read some portion of it every day. You ponder it every day. You say, I don't have time. But this is the most important thing that will render other things much more workable if you put God first. So we want to give God some time in the day, especially if we can do it the first thing in the morning. I know babies and sick children and all that, I know the difficulties. But see what you can do for each other, husband and wife, to allow you to be able to gather and listen to this very short little program, and may it be of help to you. Today is the Feast of St. Luke, and we look at the first reading. It's the second letter of Paul to Timothy. So this is St. Paul writing to Timothy. Beloved Demas, enamored of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonica, Christians to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus in Troas, the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. Just stop there for a minute. Do you see all the things they were doing to try and bring the gospel to other people, to the truth? Do you read the scriptures every day? Please, brothers and sisters, do. Please. Over time, it will open a great deal for you. And I'll continue now with the second letter to Timothy. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. You too be on guard against him, for he has strongly resisted our preaching. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. Brothers and sisters, do you ever stop to think of what it took the first disciples, some of them becoming saints, what it took for them to be able to bring the Word of God to us? How much sacrifice, how much difficulty, how much walking. Brothers and sisters, people gave their lives that you might know this gospel, and that you might be able to live it out in peace and in joy. Ask God for those graces. Say, help me. I'll cooperate if you teach me what I'm supposed to do. God helps. Let's take a look at Psalm 145. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. And the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Share with the Lord what's going on in your life. He knows it, but he wants to hear it from you. Then ask him for the grace you think you need, and just say, Lord, give me the grace to do what you want me to do. Pray that prayer every day. Give me grace to do what you want me to do. May I follow your will, your way. You will help me. And the Gospel of Luke is taken from chapter 10, verses 1 to 9. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few." And that's true today, Lord. We come to you and we say, Lord, this is true in our day too, that the laborers are few. Lord, please, these are my words now, not the scripture. But we ask the Lord, pray to the Lord, ask him to bring new laborers into his vineyard. Please, let us pray that more and more of us can read the gospel and share the gospel with others, because that's what brings life. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. In other words, I'm bringing you into some difficult situations. Carry no money, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. We don't have to do that exactly as they had to do it then. There's many more people who know the gospel, but not nearly enough yet, brothers and sisters. I know I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. This is what they had to do. How hard it was. Into whatever house you enter, first say, "Peace to this household." If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house. Eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, "The kingdom of God is at hand for you." Brothers and sisters, the gospel has been brought to many, many people. Many people. God's brought them the gospel. But there are still many more who have not literally heard the gospel. Even in this country, we are lacking. We need people to bring the gospel to others. Please, brothers and sisters, share the gospel with them. Just take even a sentence or two that strikes you. Share it with a friend who does not read the scriptures. Share it with them. Tell them what it means to you and ask them if they would take a look at it and see what it will mean to them. You can strike up a conversation, not all the time, not every time, or they might start running away, but just periodically, you know, like once every few weeks, just bring it a word of scripture to them and help them to open their hearts to receive it. Because the kingdom of God is at hand for us, brothers and sisters. You know, the Alleluia verse for today says, "I chose you from the world. I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last," says the Lord. Have you accepted God's invitation? God wants to bring his word into your heart much more deeply, because the word of God is living. When you read it thoroughly, it becomes part of you. I don't know how to describe it, but the more you read, the more you study, the more you learn what God does for us. His word is living. It's not like words on a page. It's the living word of God. That word has the power to change you. Bring to him what you would like to do for him. Bring to him what you need to help you, whatever the circumstances may be. But, oh, brothers and sisters, God wants this word to give you a new life. I know that it did for me. Oh, I read the words. I read them from the time I was a child. I read the words, but I never really knew what it meant. When I asked the Holy Spirit to bless my reading, to bless my heart, to teach me how to take God's word and make it my own. And I know, as I've mentioned a couple times before, it's good to have a spiritual director, someone who knows a little more than you that can help you. But take advantage of it and learn more what the Lord is teaching us. He's trying to bring us home. He's trying to bring us into what I call the safe harbor. We're getting into heaven. That's what God wants to do for us. Whether we have to spend a little time in purgatory or not, we will get to heaven. Please, brothers and sisters, I know it's hard, but share it with friends. Talk about him. Look at his word and see what it is that God wants to say to you. Because he says to us, as I read in the gospel here, "Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves." I've said that to you. So it's hard, but Jesus is saying, don't bring hordes and hordes of things that you think will help you. If you can bring what is absolutely necessary, yes, please do that. But other than that, don't pack all kinds of bags. Open your heart. That's what I want, and God wants, to see our open hearts saying, "Lead me, teach me, show me." Listen to good courses online that you can, that might be helpful to you. But please, share the gospel with others, brothers and sisters. I don't know about you, but I don't want to die. And even if I spend time in purgatory, as I've said to you before, I'm praying that I will get to heaven. And if I do, I want to see all of you there. So please, please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts. Eternal life is not far away. Our lives, 60, 70, 80, 100 years, is nothing compared to eternal life with Christ. And that's what awaits us if we're willing to follow him now. I want to encourage you to take a look at your life and say, am I giving God the time he needs with me? He won't force himself, but he'll be there. He's waiting for you to say, "Lord Jesus, help me. Teach me about the word. Teach me how to follow your word." God will show you the way. He will help you, and he will lead you safely home one day to him. I'm just thinking, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. That's the last sentence there. The kingdom of God is at hand for you. Brothers and sisters, we're going to live with the King. We're going to live with him. Please, please, brothers and sisters, I know I'm getting a little long-winded here, but it's so important to me that you want to know the Lord better, to follow him more closely, and to bring others to him. Brothers and sisters, you know what the kingdom of God is. God is reigning over you. Let's go. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.